I'd like to go back to this passage in the Romans from Paul. We don't normally think of Paul as a poet, much less a lyrical poet. Yet here he is in full cry, talking about creation being pregnant with itself. Meaning what? What is it to reduce creation to futility? It is to see creation as man's plaything, man's kick closet. So it is totally at human disposal, without any regard for its own integrity or reality, for that matter. In other words, it is not so different from the guy who wrote that book, Entertaining Ourselves to Death. That's a great title. Because he was looking at the culture where we fill ourselves with junk, I think, to a very large extent. In other words, we denature nature, removing it from its proper ends, which are inherent in nature, and simply using it totally for our own disposal. In other words, we're wresting it from the hands of God and simply assuming that we are the kings of the universe and can do whatever we bloody well please with creation. Well, we can't. If Paul were alive today, I think he and Al Gore would be great friends, because they'd both be talking about the despoliation of the planet, which is pretty clear to everybody except a few benighted souls whom I will not mention. Yeah, we are. I mean, climate change is a reality. And it is caused by human beings. You've got billions of automobiles running around spewing CO2, and you think that's not going to make any difference to the air since we've been doing it for 100 years? Of course it is. But we made a choice for our own improved transportation, as opposed to what the world and the ether and the seas need, because even the seas are polluted now, of course, at a very high acidic content, and corals dying, and all kinds of fish are dying. What? In the name of profit, for the most part, I think. And we simply don't count the cost. And we say, well, this is cyclic. You know, this has happened over and over again. Well, it hasn't happened on this scale, or from this cause. I mean, remove all the bloody cars, and we could probably cure the whole thing very quickly, I think. From what I read, at least. I'm no scientist, as everybody in this room knows. So to keep the world from being futile, pointless, by simply choosing to subdue it to our quite arbitrary, in many cases, wills. So we have to respect the integrity of nature, you know? So we can genetically modify seeds or send all kinds of stuff into the air. All those lovely jet trails you see in the sun in the evening or in the day. That's pollution, folks. That's pollution. And everybody who grows anything knows that the growing seasons have changed radically, and the growing patterns have changed. Pretty soon I expect to see a palm tree in London, Ontario, at the rate we're going, which would take some doing. So is Paul enjoining us to respect the reality of nature? Do not see it, in other words, as totally at our disposal and for our chosen benefit, you know. And he has this marvelous and somewhat startling image of the earth being pregnant with itself. We being pregnant with ourselves. We're supposed to be bringing to birth the new people, the new creation, as Paul will continually call us, the new Adam, the new Eve. You know? So, Al Gore and Paul, Gore's still around with us, but Paul's long since gone. But whenever, and I hope they meet at some point, they will really enjoy and appreciate each other's company and contribution to the world. You know? The urgency of this stuff is lost on us, I think, because of the blandishments of the advertisers, 90% of which is phony, and our susceptibility to novelty. You know, the next iPhone comes out, and sure enough, it's sold out in 24 hours as everybody rushes to get the latest and the newest and the biggest and the bestest. You know, ah well, folks, God is watching. Not in some kind of punitive way. Now, God said, here's creation. You're stewards of creation. You're not masters of creation. You're stewards of creation. And when we fail to see that that's what we're called to be, then havoc ensues. And this earth, which is our only hope, despite colonies on the moon or on Mars being sought after, it ain't going to happen, I don't think. It ain't going to happen. So let us pray to see, to go for walks and admire trees, flowers. Okay, we have all kinds of flowers by reason of chemical adjustment, but that's a whole different thing than pouring tons and tons of poisonous gas into the air. So let us be grateful for nature and respectful of nature, because that's what God wants.